Okay, so we are back and we have Rob Ridgway joining us. Thank you so much for jumping in this conversation with us today, Rob, and
No
welcome.
problem. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. So, can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and what you do here in Juneau?
Okay, no problem. So, yes, Robert Ridgway. Not too many people call me by Robert because I'm named after my dad. So it was easier for my friends when they were calling me to just say, "Oh, is Rob there?" Like, so
Perfect.
mostly
Sorry
everyone knows
about
me by
that.
Rob.
We
So
did
it's
discuss
all good.
that.
Yeah. So I was born and raised here in Juneau, Alaska. I mean, I went away for college for a few years, but then had been back for like another like 16, like after college. In high school or growing up, like I did like four sports. In high school, I played four sports in high school. Really now what I do here in Juneau, I've been coaching basketball at the Thunder Mountain High School for the past 11 years. Just worked this last past year for the Office of Children's Services as an admin assistant. Also part-time at Zach Gordon Youth Center, part-time at the Alaska Club. So I've been around a few places here in Juneau, like job-wise, past like few years. Let's see, what else? Oh, I have a 16-year-old son, just finished his freshman year. So,
Awesome.
single dad, doing my the best I possibly can on that aspect. So, but yeah, that's kind of the general where I'm at and where my background comes from.
That is fantastic. I don't think I knew that you were so active with the youth here, so that is great to hear. So, can you share just a few happy memories, maybe your best ones of growing up here in Juneau?
My best memories, like I've met a lot of good people here in Juneau. I'm not gonna lie about that. Like there are some really good people. Sports wise, I've had some really fun times making, all-star teams and in high school was, a part of, two state championship basketball teams. So those were fun times, playing basketball with, Carlos Boozer. Like, so that's kind of like a thing that a lot of my high school kids like didn't realize, or when they found out, they're like, "Oh my gosh, you played with Carlos Boozer?" I was like, "Yeah, I was like, he was a good friend of mine, like, back in those days." So sharing those kind of like moments were always good. So I'd say like, yeah, I mean, kind of those types of just meeting friends, good friends that I've had now, like through sports were, good memories here.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And Rob, were there any times growing up here that you experienced any racial issues?
Yes, of course. I mean, it was kind of funny how, so I started off going to school out here in the valley. Like my, grew up in the valley, went to Glacier Valley, and I mean, of course, I knew I was different from everybody, but a lot of people that I met in like early in Glacier Valley, like had a lot of, white friends, but was never treated differently. Everybody, I mean, of course, every now and then you get the kind of look of, somebody new or they never seen me before, like kind of like stare, but then like they try to meet me and talk to me or whatnot. So it was good. But it wasn't until we moved to Lemon Creek in my first year at Harborview School, walking into the school, and it was kind of weird too, because the kid that was standing in kind of like the foyer was Alaska Native kid, who I think was probably like fourth, fifth grade. I'm going into second grade, and his first words were, "Go home, nigger." And I was like, looked around, and I was like, I'm the only one in there. And I was like,
Wow.
"Who are you talking to?" I was like, who are you talking to? And he was like, I'm talking to you, nigger. You need to go home. And I was like, okay. You know, that was the first time I ever heard the N-word. You know, sorry for saying it, you know, over the radio or whatnot. But I was just, yeah, like, it just shocked me. And I just walked into the school, kind of like walked by him, ignored the guy. You know, he said it a couple more times. And, you know, I went to my classroom and, you know, met my friends and was like, ignoring the whole situation that had just happened. And, you know, kind of saw the kid again, like during like recesses, but he didn't say anything then. And then, you know, I played strong the whole day until, you know, I got home. And when my mom asked me how my first day was at my new school, like I just broke down and was crying, like in tears, and was like, Mom, this kid, you know, called me this word. I've never heard this word before. And, you know, she asked me what he said, and, you know, I told her, and she was like, you know, like, I'm sorry that you had to experience that. And you, like, you've always known that you're different. I was like, yeah, I know that I'm different, but like, what does this mean? And, you know, and she gave me like a little quick history lesson of how, like, that's how our people were called and perceived and always been like downgraded because of the color of our skin and, you know, lack of education and, you know, just always pushing, you know, us people of color, like down to a certain level and to never let anybody think that you're less than anybody and to always believe in yourself and like, no matter what, just don't let anybody's words like hurt you and, you know, just ignore that person the next time you see him and just don't let it get to you.
Wow.
You know, and the next day was a little different. You know, the kid kind of approached me again and I kind of had to show some things that I didn't want to. But I mean, after that, it was kind of the end. Yeah. Kind of had to show my fist a couple of times and that was that. And nobody actually messed with me after that. So that was kind of like the only fight I've ever been to. You don't really count those as fights, but like as a kid, but I mean, or whatnot, but
yeah,
that's the only time I've had to raise my fist in that kind of situation.
Wow. Well, first I want to say, I'm so sorry that you had to experience that. And even to hear you say you had to ask your mom what that word meant, you know, I mean, you had never even heard it before and you hear it on your first day of school. I'm sure you understood it wasn't a good thing based on the context. And I can only imagine how hard that must have been. But I also want to say kudos to your mom for the history lesson and for, you know, guiding you through that and just letting you know that it doesn't have anything to do with who you are or your worth. So aside from kind of asserting your, introducing your two fists, what do you think helped you just growing up being different? Even if
you know, it kind of, you know, what helped me was, you know, my mom, like my dad helped too, but you know, my mom still to this day is always my backbone. Like is always the one that I go to and talk to. And she's always just, you know, been there and had like the right words to say, you know? So, and like, for me, just like first history lesson that she gave me just always kind of like helped me. Like I knew I was, like I said, I knew I was different. I knew I was always going to be different. And, you know, I always embraced and loved myself, like, for being different. You know, of course, like, there's like, one moment in time where, you know, where I thought, like, I wanted to be different just because of, you know, going to school. And then, you know, they touch on Black history, but they don't touch on it a lot. And it's always about, like, all the, you get all the bad times or when they show, like, videos with, you know, about Dr. Martin Luther King and like that kind of stuff. And, you know, and that, like, nobody else like feels it the way I do. And like, there's times where I've had to leave classrooms because of, you know, like seeing just like the harsh things that our people have gone through, you know, and then had to take a break and come back in, you know. And there was like a time, like after like seeing like so much of, you know, about our history, it's like, thought like, would it be different if I was white? Would I want to be white? Like, like here in America. You know, and like thought about it like shortly, but I was like, no, I don't want to, you know, be different. Like, I want to be me, and like, God bless me and my parents, like made me who I am. And like, and I'm proud of that.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's like, that's one thing I always just tried to, you know, be proud of who I am and my background.
Awesome. Thank you so much.